The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Broadcast in plain sight, Jeremy from Kentucky on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, send much needed fundage. Call it into 1-800-724-2719, extension 3 with your credit or debit card number, and mail that boomer check into Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. Free speech ain't free, and that's what you're purchasing for your children and your grandchildren. Coming at you live on your Monday night drive, be doing news the first half, maybe taking your calls in the second half if you feel like talking. Right now, I want to start out with the ultra-white nationalists and KKK officer Tucker Carlson appeared on the Blonde Out of a Bottle Megyn Kelly bimbo show. And apparently he's upset that the ADL has called him out for saying that white people are getting genocided. Just to give you a little background, I guess it was Friday night last week. Tucker was slamming Biden because there's a clip of Biden saying that white people are going to be replaced in America by 2017, and that's a good thing. White people are going to be a minority. And so Tucker's calling this out as, this is racist. And the leader shouldn't be saying this when he's in charge. And so I guess he got a lot of flack from the ADL because he was accused of backing the white replacement theory that many white nationalists propagate, saying that white people are being replaced when it actually is true. But if you say it, you're racist. If you just observe it and you don't say anything, you're not racist. But if you say that you see it, then you don't even have to say that you don't like it. Just say that you observe it and you're a racist. So Tucker said that, and Megyn Kelly had him on to sort of maybe backtrack and explain himself a little bit. Let me give you the TLDR, too long, didn't read on this one. Tucker is not our guy. Tucker is controlled opposition. Definitely Megyn Kelly is not our gal. I wouldn't have her if we were the last few humans on Earth, quite honestly. But what we're witnessing here is Tucker is the new ultra-right-wing spokesman now that Rush Limbaugh is gone. And so Tucker is the new ultra-right-controlled opposition. I mean, before you get to Alex Jones, right? And Tucker has to deal with, let me put it this way, mainstream right-wing politics, mainstream ultra-right-wing politics. He has to deal with what the ultra-right mainstream are talking about. And I don't know if he agrees or disagrees, or obviously he sees it. And he knows there's things he can and can't see, but he's not dealing with it because he's some great guy that wants to advocate for European Americans and stop their replacement. He's covering it because he has to. Because this is what the right wing are talking about, and he has to talk about it and get their attention and steer them in a different direction that does not include white political identity. That's the deal. Mike says he's quietly observing the racism. That's what you must quietly observe the racism. Don't say anything about it. Just quietly observe it. It's okay if Infinity Haitians, you know, invade your community and all the white people are gone in 2 decades. That's fine. Just don't say that you see it. And that's the key here. Just getting all of you on the same page. I think most of you are. So I do have a 7-minute clip. This is Tucker on the bimbo whore Megyn Kelly's broadcast, backtracking and making excuses for what he said. If you would roll that clip, Michael, play all 7 minutes. It's worth it.
As you may or may not know, because Tucker wisely avoids the news media about himself.
If you have,
and
it, if you don't,
the only way you can survive in cable news. But you get so much blowback whatever you do. I mean, frankly, whatever you do, you get blowback. And today there's more blowback on whether you've been pushing for the great replacement theory. And you said that this was going to happen on your show last night. Sure enough, on cue, the ADL comes out and comes after you. And I wonder,
so I'm not on.
I know.
Them.
I don't even want to be the one to tell you because you do a good job of avoiding it.
I didn't even know that. I mean, what a
they
liar.
Want you to be fired. They're pushing yet again for you to be fired, Tucker. It's constant.
You
it's
know,
constant.
The ADL was such a noble organization that had a very specific goal, which was to fight anti-Semitism. That's a virtuous goal. I think they were pretty successful over the years. Now it's operated by a guy who's just a Democratic Party, just an apparatchik of the Democratic Party. And I have to say it's important for people with moral authority to stand up and say that, you know, because it's very corrosive for someone to take the residual moral weight of an organization that he inherited and use it for partisan ends, which is what they're doing. So the Great Replacement theory is in fact not a theory. It's something that the Democrats brag about constantly, up to and including the president. And in one sentence, it's this: rather than convince the current population that our policies are working and they should vote for us as a result, we can't be bothered to do that. We're instead going to change the composition of the population and bring in people who will vote for us. So that's, there isn't actually inherently a racial component to it. And it has nothing to do with
it's a political point you're trying to make. It's a political
I don't know what the ADL is doing weighing in on this. It has nothing to do. I mean, that's just insane. And obviously I'm not going to stop saying it because they're saying it. They've written books about it and monographs and endless number of speeches. You know, immigration will make this a more democratic country. Okay, that's what they believe. That was Teddy Kennedy's motive in passing the 1965 immigration law was to change the composition of the country. And I just think that that's anti-democratic. American citizens should control their government, and they do it by voting. And if you dilute their voting power with immigration, you are undermining democracy by definition.
Well, can I ask you this? Because when I look at this, because I was at Fox News for a number of years where I heard this being argued by sort of immigration hardliners. And the point I always heard them make was this is why the Democrats don't want immigration from Cuba. It's not that they just want a bunch of immigration from people, you know, irrespective of skin color, irrespective of politics. They do care about politics. It's not even about skin color for them. It's about getting liberal Democrat voters. And for Republicans on the other side, what they don't want is to fill the Democrat roster with people who weren't born here. It's not about skin color. It's about how people are likely to vote.
Of course it is. And you can see it in the patterns of refugee and immigrant settlement. I mean, it's not, you know, they're not settling massive numbers of so-called refugees from any of these countries into Massachusetts or into Queens. They're enough. They control those places. They're settling them into Texas and the state of Maine and places, you know, places that they, in Tennessee, places that they would like to control. So it has nothing to do with race. It certainly has nothing to do with the scope of the ADL's concerns, which is why they should be ashamed to weigh in on something like this, to lie, which is what they're doing. It has nothing to do with any of that. It has to do with electoral politics. This is a political party. Its main concern is maintaining political power. Period. And they try to obscure that with this absurd race talk. And I have to say, the race stuff is very, very corrosive. Mm-hmm. I mean, to tell people, we don't want anybody who looks like you to come to our country. Like, what? This is the U.S. government. They exist to represent us. You're not allowed to talk like that. I don't care what the race is. That is totally evil. and racist, and everyone's too intimidated to say anything about it.
And you're talking now about them because you played a soundbite on your show about Biden. You're talking about the message toward white people, I think. Is that what you're saying? Because 100%. Like last night on the show,
they say it out loud. Anyway,
I'll play the Biden soundbite to underscore what you're saying. This was from Tucker's show last night. It's Biden talking about let me see, what year was this? 2015. Okay, listen.
An unrelenting stream of immigration, nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
And your point about that soundbite is why, if you reverse the races, if you say, well, like, the whites are going to come into the majority and that's not a bad thing, you would sort of understand the racism inherent in that statement.
Well, it's disqualifying. No one who talks like that should ever be president. It's eugenicist. I mean, the source of our strength is non-white DNA. I mean, what? How could you say something like that? Really? So people's value to the country is determined by their genes and their skin color? That's like Nazi stuff. What? That's not, you know, I'm 52. I grew up in a country that tried really, really hard, didn't always succeed, but certainly tried as a matter of official policy to be colorblind and to judge people not on their appearances, but on what they do, on the choices that they make, on their character, on their inherent moral value. And that idea was premised on the belief, which has extended from the founding of this country, despite what the propagandists will tell you, that God created all of us. That doesn't mean we're equal in ability. It means we're equal in moral value because we're all created by God, period. And, you know, there were, of course, slavery is a refutation of that. But there were an awful lot of people, including ancestors of mine, I'm proud to say, who made the point that this is totally inconsistent with our most basic belief, which is we're all created in the image of God. So up until very recently, that was the default view of everybody in charge. You can't attack someone for his skin color because he didn't choose his skin color. It wasn't voluntary. It's an accident of birth. So you have no more value because you're one color than you do if you're another color. I mean, that was kind of the point of Dr. Seuss. And it's the reason they canceled Dr. Seuss, because that idea is now unexpressible. It was the core of Martin Luther King's moral power, was expressing that specific view. Once you give that up, you're Rwanda at that point, because you're making the case that some people have more value because of how they were born. If you have leaders who say that out loud, they are pushing you toward violence, group against group, tribalism, warfare. Like, that's insane. And it's just so shocking for me that this is happening in public and everyone's too intimidated to say anything about it. But it's totally wrong. And as a Christian, as an American, I just reject it. And I don't care what the color is. So, and then as a practical matter, there are all kinds of other problems with mass immigration. The first one is it just creates a very volatile society.
Okay, we're back. So this entire conversation was done because the boomers that watch Fox News that are still hanging on and engaged in the system are about to notice a vast amount of immigration from the third world displacing them and their grandchildren. So this is why this conversation is necessary. They're going to try to reroute these boomers' anger into something that is not white collectivism. So let's take that as we consider this. Now, I've broken this down and taken notes. So first of all, Tucker says the ADL is a noble organization, and it should be about anti-Semitism. Well, at least he admits that. The ADL does, you know, it was founded on being against anti-Semitism. And it has now transversed into this whole race thing. That's Tucker's point. And Tucker does admit that the Great Replacement is not a theory. And he, the clip is played from Biden that backs that up, is that they very much do want to replace white people in America. So that's a good thing that's brought out. And that there should be no racial component on left or right. That's Tucker's whole thing. But it's about meritocracy. So I would agree about meritocracy. I can agree with civic nationalists that don't want to see color, that just want to go back to a system of meritocracy and eliminate affirmative action. Totally agreed. That would be a step forward from where we are now, a forward in the right direction. And Tucker also admits that the 1965 Immigration Act was to change demographics. Very true, but then he goes into something that's sort of subversive, saying that it undermines our democracy. Well, we're not a democracy, Tucker, or we didn't used to be. Maybe we're becoming one. But we were a republic, a representative government. And yes, the 65 immigration law was introduced to change demographics, but not to undermine democracy. It was introduced to eliminate and make white people a minority in America, period. Whether you agree, disagree, whether that should happen, that's what it was. And so it's good that he introduces that and calls it for what it is. And he says it's about politics, not skin color. Not true. Biden just says it's about skin color. He openly admits that. And that was in the clip that Biden, that they played of Biden in 2015. He openly admits that European Americans will become a minority. And he said by 2017, it's well on its way now, into 2021 and probably the next census. In this past census in 2020, it's going to be very obvious. We're probably going to fall down into 50%. So those are things that they do bring out. Tucker also says that the core of Martin Luther King Jr., the core of his message was to not look at race. Well, that's not true. The core message of Martin Luther King Jr. was communism. That was empowering the state to handle social issues of the time, which was desegregation and civil rights. Empowering the state to do that against the will of the people. That was Martin Luther King's platform. Also, it was beating up white hookers. That was also a part of his platform, but they didn't actually message that. And then to end it up, Tucker's message is that he is a Christian conservative, and so that Christian conservatives shouldn't see race, and they should want to preserve our democracy. Well, that's not how people are going to be seeing it, and that's the whole idea of this conversation between Tucker and Megan. Tucker is having to sort of explain himself and maybe even walk back a little bit. Now, this entire thing is controlled opposition. Tucker is not based. He's not one of our guys. We can look at some things that he says and say, well, that's good that he says this, but he's, why is he saying it? The fact that he's saying it is not the issue. Why is he saying it? Is to redirect all the patriotic Americans to not act as a white American collective. And to, when they see this massive immigration of Haitians and all kinds of third worlders that are going to destroy our country, they're supposed to look at them and say, well, they're undermining our democracy for political reasons. And they're supposed to not think about the white replacement. That's the only reason Tucker brought it up, is because he knows that this is what people are going to be talking about on the right wing. And he's trying to redirect them. And that is the shot here. So I thought it was interesting and well worth listening to the entire clip. And before we get to the break, I do want to mention CNN.com mentions that Trump's interviews and appearances show that a storm is brewing. CNN says that our country will not survive this. And the entire platform of the left, quote unquote, the Democrats and even most Republicans are anti-Trump. So as long as Trump exists, as long as he is going out there and giving speeches, as impotent as he is, this keeps people engaged in the illegitimate system. This allows CNN and the Democrats and the left and the leftist Republicans and the rhinos to push against and say, well, we don't agree with Trump and his values. That's not our values. And this allows also people in the far right to see Trump doing this and think that Trump is still legitimate and think that the system is still legitimate and that elections on a federal level are still legitimate. That is the shot. On the other side of the break, we're going to cover a white supremacist dog biting a black criminal on the other side of In Plain Sight.
skin, yet chill me to the bone.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You who turned and you ran. Oh, yeah. Wolves lived right from my hands. Yeah, blue on black. Tears
hey, welcome back. Welcome back to Endpoint Science. Jeremy from Kentucky on your Monday night broadcast. I always think of William from Montana when we play that song. I'm going to keep that bumper. And William is having fellowship with his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, according to his own testimony right now. Just to wrap up this Tucker clip, even though Tucker and the bimbo, Megyn Kelly, even though their motivation was to do controlled opposition and try to redirect angry patriotic boomers, there is going to be some inadvertent consequences of having to cover this, and then a lot of people are going to wake up and they're going to say, wait a minute, why people are being replaced? And I don't like that. Even non-European patriotic Americans, you know, blacks, Hispanics, and the like, are going to say, wait, I don't want white people to disappear. This is a pretty cool country. I like white people. So this is going to be an inadvertent collateral damage from their point of view of having to cover this. And so that means the Overton window has been moved quite a bit over to the right, because we can gauge that by what Tucker has to cover and what he says. That's the silver lining in the cloud. Right now we want to cover a racist dog. And this is from The Stormer. apparently, over in Missouri, three racist white cops allowed a neo-Nazi dog to repeatedly bite an innocent black man. You remember the McGruff? Take a bite out of crime?
Learn how to keep your family and your community safe and help take a bite out of crime.
Well, that's the deal there. According to ABC News, the FBI has opened an investigation into the arrest of a black man in Missouri, during which cell phone video shows three white officers allowing a police dog to repeatedly bite him. Woodson Terrace Police Chief Randy Halstead said in an email to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that his department was, quote, fully cooperating, unquote, with the investigations being conducted by the FBI and the St. Louis County Prosecutor's Office into last week's arrests. Officers were called Monday morning to report that a man had broken into a business in Woodson Terrace, according to a police statement posted on Facebook. The man appeared to be on drugs and threatened officers, and they warned him that the dog would be used if he continued to resist arrest, the department wrote. Cell phone video from an onlooker shows the dog biting the man's foot as he yells out in pain. The dog's handler holds it by a leash, but allows the biting to go on for about 30 seconds. After the officer pulls off the dog, the man appears to take a step to run, but stumbles and the dog lunges at him again, biting a leg for another 30 seconds until the officer stops the animal. My comments here, quite literally taking a bite out of crime. Pause for your laughter and LOLs. Back to the article. The man was treated at a hospital and released. He has not been charged with any crimes. Phenomenal. Protesters gathered outside the Woodson Terrace Police Department on Friday to demand the firing and prosecution of the three officers. I've got more of a nuanced take on this. It's one black man, probably, you know, hyped up on drugs. This is sort of a George Floyd type situation, I guess. Memories of St. George flooding into my mind from last summer. And while on the one hand, I want to side with peace officers in keeping the peace and, you know, apprehending drug-induced violent individuals, regardless of their color. This guy happened to be black. I'm trying to be colorblind here. While on the one hand, I want to side with that, on the other hand, I don't agree with letting the dog just, like, have at the man. Let me put it this way. If I was a sheriff and I had deputies, my requirements for said deputies would be that they would be, like, buffed, in good shape, and any of my deputies would be able to go one-on-one with any criminal, regardless of their size, and put them on the ground without doing them, you know, deadly harm or extreme physical harm. That would be my policy in Jeremy's perfect world of Sheriff Jeremy in, you know, Bumsnort, Kentucky, County Bumsnort. But we don't live in a perfect world, and these were police officers. They were not deputy sheriffs. And so they're hired by the, you know, I guess the mayor or whatever. And there's apparently no physical qualifications. These guys can be total fat, like disgusting slobs, or totally out of shape, or just like skinny rail arms. Remember Derek Chauvin? By the way, I side with Derek Chauvin. He was like, had like a beer belly and like little bitty skinny arms. That dude couldn't take down a big suspect. I don't know. We'll cover a little more of this on the other side and maybe take your calls and see what you have to weigh in on In Plain Sight. Since you've been gone, there's no one taking your place. Since you've been gone. I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Memory, your landline is burning holes. Recover the damage, bring it all home. Follow the breeze, just like a summer song. They stay there forever. I try to remember. Come home.
All right, welcome back to the show. In Plain Sight on Republic Broadcasting Network, Jeremy, your host. Let me just finish giving my take on this whole attack dog thing. I love me some pupper dogs. I'm a very big dog person. I have 4 dogs now. I used to have 5, but my snooper dog went onto the Rainbow Bridge last year at almost 10 years old. Pupper dogs were created by God as a service to mankind. Those doggos can be used to flush out rabbits. They can tree squirrels so that you can shoot the squirrel out of the tree. They'll literally run, if you train them correctly, they'll run around the base of the tree and run the squirrel around so that they're in your sights, the squirrel. And pupper dogs can be used to retrieve the golden retrievers. You know, you shoot a duck or whatever, and they can bring it to you and jump in the lake and bring it right to you. And that's sort of their job. I totally and 1,000% disagree with dog fighting, and I disagree with attack dogs. I disagree with the police officers, law enforcement officers on this particular case. You should not train a dog to attack a human being. They're animals. And no matter how righteously you train them, at the end of the day, they're animals and they're going to act. And so I think my stance is that the police officers, peace officers, should have been able to apprehend the suspect doing the least amount of physical damage and bring him into custody without letting a dog bite him. That's my stance on this. So I think that's totally uncalled for and out of the realm there. That's just me. You guys can have different opinions if you want. Speaking of opinions, we do have our first caller and more callers, I think, to come. Bubba Scout Reb, Vulture Squadron. Reb from Colorado, welcome to the show. On your mind.
Yep, this is us. Thanks again for listening, but you got to listen to this militia group. They're gonna total out all the ones we call the guinea, government intruders, no intelligence. I never heard any kind of broadcast like that anywhere. And that if it wasn't for Dave from Michigan calling your show saying, Bubba Scout Reb makes a lot of sense after you heard of it for a while. This militia man, his name's either Nerda or Gerda. He talks fast, but there ain't a subject he don't know about. And he was talking about everything from getting the right scope to mount on your AR-14. That's incredible. And then he says AR-15, whatever the number is. Anyway, it's not anything you don't know about and how to steal your food supplies and cover yourself for the winter. He's got his own TA-50 like the military. When they had an FTX this weekend, you got to tune into this. Everybody should be listening.
Yeah.
But hey, I don't know.
Real quick, Rip. I don't know what you're talking about. What do we need to tune into? Tell us the
it's this Michigan militia.
Michigan militia.
All over. Yeah, and it's a number. You just dial 712-432-0900. And then when you enter the access code 957-464, hit the tic-tac-toe sign, and then you're in. You could even try and jump in. And sometimes he takes the people who call in, but he don't like Bo Scout Reb. But sometimes they hit *6, and we're on the phone with the Secretary of Defense, or the PMO at Fort Bragg, or one of them major ranger units at Benning, or some other units at Fort Carson. Go around the military and call him. And because his show's on from 5 p.m. Eastern time. It's in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and it runs till 8 p.m. Eastern time. You got to listen to this.
We don't know anything
compared to what he knows. He even knows how the grocery store shelves are. He started talking about that, and he said, what's in Australia, they're going to get dead when they try that here, and it's coming this way. He makes no apologies about it. He's got his shooting irons, and he says they're getting but he's more graphic than I can be on your network.
He
does use curse. I'm just telling you, I don't use those words.
Yeah. I'm trying to just clarify for the audience. The conference call that you gave us, the number two, is that the one Dave from Michigan is on?
Yeah, he called in and he said, Bo Scout Rev makes a lot of sense. And then he gave this conference call. It's not a town hall, what do they call that, assembly. This is strictly everything he knows and more. It's like going to Fort Bragg, U.S. Army Special Operations Command at John F. Kennedy Special Warfare and their center and getting a lecture. That's what it's like. I mean, I say, damn it, I'm not going to listen to him anymore. But I'm hooked. What's he saying now?
Yeah.
I don't want to miss the word of it. And we don't know anything about what he's talking about when it comes to, he has Weapons Wednesday. And he's talking about storing your rights and being. I tried to jump in and say, you don't store rice and beans, kill the enemy and take their food. Because they're not going to feed these guineas rice and beans. They got food for them. But then he says he was an intel analyst, and He's had a long career. I don't know how old he is, but he just said, you older fellas and how you put on your tactical gear. He's given, and he's selling, and he's saying, go to the store and buy these night vision. I'm saying, what the hell? And they had an FTX this week. They're for serious.
Is there a particular night that you call into that conference number that you gave us?
Okay, it's every night Monday through Friday, starting at 5 p.m. Eastern time, and I guarantee you're gonna like the opening. It's like he said, it's a return. Ghosts from the past come back to say, "Look what you did to their nation." There was something from the 1960s during Vietnam and how everything was crumbling them. And then they say the Pledge of Allegiance, the 10 amendments to the Constitution. That's the first 5 minutes of the broadcast. And it's on some, like, ham radios and others. I forgot the kind of radio, but it's on broadcast. Yeah. And so after this on Friday night before their FTX, I think he said someone connected to him was doing the show. I was trying to explain Bo Scour. Give us more facts. He kept interrupting, but I didn't care. I said, honest, we hook into your show because we never heard this much information, even from the Green Beret Special Forces. I mentioned Lieutenant Colonel Bo Bryson, and I said, this is better and more inclusive than that. They have some cool stuff with the Special Forces on American Voice Radio Network. But you definitely want to hear this. Because I'm hooked on it. I say, I haven't listened to it. I better listen.
This is a legal constitutional militia that's basically saying, you know, we're not going to take what they're taking in Australia.
Yeah, and he's ready to go. He said, he played that video of this woman. He said, you got to see this on YouTube, how these guineas, but he don't call them guineas, or pygmies, but they throw her on the ground and they're on top of her. And some standby people were saying, you can't do that, get away. And they're choking her and doing all. And he said, if they try that in America, they're dead. He said, they ain't going to get away with that here. And they had their exercise. He said, get pails, these kind of buckets to put your entertainment stuff in. You talk about video games. He even says on your downtime to keep your mind sharp. And he was talking about sprouts from the food. He's got a whole food chart. There's nothing he don't know about. If you say, I'll bet you don't know something from the 1950s show on, and he'll probably know about that. I mean, we can't probably figure out anything he don't know. He's like, as far as military, he's like James for every kind of military. But he's like an encyclopedia, everything that ever happened in the, who knows how many centuries back. He does.
Yeah, that's cool.
Going back to the old days of the Roman Empire and now the survival, and now he's up to tactical gear and night vision. And you got to hear this stuff because I never heard anything like it. And what's getting me is I even interrupt with things from military, and they don't know what they're listening to. I said, well, listen in. They're too busy. I said, don't you go in and see the store shelves disappearing in Fayetteville, North Carolina? No, we don't leave Fort Bragg. No, we don't leave Fort Carson. They don't go into Colorado Springs. They don't go into Killeen or Waco with Fort Hood. They're scared. They won't go to their APs that's full up, but they won't go to the public. That's why the retirees, there's thousands of them around Fort Hood. And Bub knows her relatives around Fort Hood, and like Killeen and Temple. And the store shelves are disappearing. And he said he knows the clerk. And he says the National Guard's going to take over the truck driving.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. Hey, Reb, we got other callers, so just give you the last word. Give us your plug for your website, and then we're going to move on to other callers.
Yeah, type in those 13 letters, BUBBASCOUTREB. The 13 starts with the end of the, in Google search, you'll see thousands of links. But you got to listen, because I'm hooked on that broadcast. I even played this for other military up to the Secretary of Defense. They said, how does he get away with this? We're in military jurisdiction. But he tells the enemy, they're going after you. And he don't mince words. He used some curse words. I don't want to say it on your radio. But thanks for everybody thanks. Know about this. And tell that Dave from Michigan, he gets awards. Let him do some stuff because he put us on to this. And it's real simple to dial in, access, and then you can unmute at star 6.
Yeah.
His monitor kicks me off a lot because that's yeah. stuff. And I did a rendition of the Green Mountain Boys. So thanks a lot. Tell everybody about this.
Appreciate it, Rip. Hey, we got your info out there, and we appreciate it, and we got the conference call. And thanks for info, Reb. Let's move on to more callers. Henry from Connecticut. Henry, welcome to the show. Hey, Henry, you there? Oh.
Hello?
Oh, we got you.
Oh.
Go ahead, Henry.
Okay, yeah, you were talking about that thing with Carlson and this whole thing with that immigration stuff. That clip of Biden is quite old. I saw that myself on... Oh, what happened there? Hello? Okay. I saw that on YouTube like a while ago. Like, and I wanted to see if I could, you know, record, capture it or download it some kind of way. This was long before even considering when Biden was going to run for president and all that. Hello? Oh, what happened?
Yeah, I got you, Henry. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So
no, you're still in the air.
So anyway, I remember it then, and I'm trying to spread it to see if I can get it, you know, to people to know about it. The real fact is this. I used to, you know, kind of think that, you know, people used to, like I said, I go back a while with this. I mean, you and I, here's another thing, Joe, I want to say this. I wanted to throw this out here, which I think is very important. More or less, even though I may sound like I'm older, I think you and I are more or less in the same generation. We're like Generation Xers, and then the ones that are like, that may even like, either you or I, that may have like younger girlfriends, they're like the millennials. Now, here's what I have found out. This may sound strange, but I think it's very true. The people that are pushing most of this diversity and, you know, all this non-white immigration, which goes back way back since the 1980s, by the way. Most of the ones pushing, you know, those diverse of women and, you know, East Indian women, Asian women, this, all that stuff. I remember back even in the, you know, like I said, even in the 1990s, it's mostly baby boomer people that are really pushing this. The ones that are older than me or you, the ones that are like, I guess the younger be like Obama's age. And then the ones older than older than him, but the ones from Obama's age and older than him, they call the shots. I mean, if you look at a lot of the people in the government, you know, I mean, I could go back even 15 years, I mean, more, you know, it's mostly, there are exceptions, and I'm sure there are ones exceptions that are young Freemasons that may go for.
Yeah, we got you.
50s, yeah. Much is older. But most of this stuff, the push to make this country a more a mixed, you know, diverse nation, you know, all that crap. A lot of it comes out of one. It comes out of that freaking state, New York. That I mean, that's where the brainstorm of it, a lot of it is. And outside of maybe Washington, D.C. And from the baby boomers, believe it or not. I mean, they seem to be the most ones pushing all of this stuff. I mean, even the communists. Okay, you have the young communist leagues. I know that, like Antifa and Black Lives Matter. But when you look back, it's mostly the ones who are funding it. Well, it's George Soros. It's Bill Clinton. It's the people like Bob Dole. It's, you know, Dick Cheney used to run a Council on Foreign Relations. I mean, he used to run a Council on Foreign Relations. Anyway, he was a director. It's the woman, the old woman who runs Walmart because they work so hard. And they wanna, you know, it's all around that same... you know, it's who's telling the senile old bastard is in the White House now? Who's, you know, who's advising him? Well, it's Obama. It's the witch, Hillary. I mean, these are the people, whether it's in corporations or running the education system or running the colleges, because a lot of colleges are run by a board of trustees and they're funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. By the way, that's why our college system around the country is messed up the way it is. There's a couple of these foundations that are running NPR. That's that National Public Radio, whatever thing, if you look at the people, because the people aren't going to really look at NPR. So they have to rely on this funding from the foundations, from the Rockefeller Foundation, Clinton Foundation, the MacArthur Foundation, and all of, by the way, they're with the Council on Foreign Relations. I looked them up because I actually had a book for the CFR. It's all these people. And the fact is, I once heard you mentioned about some people, even non-white, that may not go for making this country less white. That's probably true, because even though I'm German extraction, I got a little cough. There was a woman I spoke to on the phone who was Hispanic up in Massachusetts, but she was like middle class, you know, well educated. I don't think she's Puerto Rican, though. I think she might have been, you know, maybe Venezuelan or something. She told me, when she did a message, she told me that she doesn't like that immigration. This was like 15 years ago, and she told me she doesn't. And she said, you know, I have to say this. I'm going to say this. And she's up in Worcester, Massachusetts. Now, this is back in 2006, okay? She said that that immigration, that Hispanic immigration, period, and the Caribbean immigration, that's trashing this country. Now, that I didn't say that. That wasn't my her words. That was her words. That wasn't mine. But when I look back and I look at where with Queens would change and Woodside and look at New York, and other states too, that stuff is just making this country crap. Because just think of it, it would have been so much better if we did have more people coming here, more girls and guys coming here, whether younger or middle age or in between. Even back in something too, they were talking about this on the Bob Grant Show. They were talking about they let only a few hundred from Ireland each year and bring in thousands and thousands from Jamaica. This was mentioned on a show of his back in 1990 or 91, because there was a guy, it was a caller, who said he was in Shannon, Ireland, and they told him, they said that they cannot come in here. Maybe they'll get the green card and win the lottery or something, but they cannot come in here. And the caller's name was Neil. Remember his name? His name is Neil. So, and I had it on the recording. So, you know, just think what this country would be if we just did not have, and that's another thing too, this jerk who didn't even win the election calls it our strength. You see, what they're doing is, this comes from Manly P. Hall. Hitler used it too. Other people, good or bad, politically use it. Hitler used it. You know, a lot of political people use it. It's called autosuggestion. And what it is that you can use it in metaphysical stuff. That's what's in the book in The Secret. If you repeat something enough, like an affirmation is what it's called, but in metaphysical they call it, in hermetics they call it autosuggestion. With some people, or many, you get them to believe it, okay? And so we keep saying diversity is our strength. Diversity is our strength. Diversity is our strength. You hear that from that bitch Pelosi and the others. Actually, it's not our strength. It's our crutch. Because if you look at a lot of countries like Japan, if you look at Hungary, if you look at countries that were more just wholesome, more or less one like Norway, or, you know, I could mention a couple of them. They're certainly in many ways got it more together than a place like England, or what they forced America to be. I mean, or what they...
Yeah. Hey, Henry, you skipped out.
Oh, all right, go ahead. What now? Is you fading in a hole?
No, you're still here now. You skipped out just for a minute. I just wanted to point out, you pointed out an interesting hypocrisy that even though they want all of these immigrants, they're not taking them from Ireland. And back a few years ago, when the plight of the white Dutch farmers in South Africa who are getting killed and their lands taken.
Right,
they're not taking those guys either. I tried to get someone, a white guy from South Africa who is an engineer. I tried to get him into one of our plants, and they wouldn't take him because the Catholic charity was not funding white people coming over here.
Yeah, so, that's right. Yeah. That's another thing, too. You got to understand this. The people at the top of the Catholic Church, look, I know about this because I went to Catholic school, too. Okay, the people at the top of the Catholic Church, they belong to the Jesuit order, and they worship Lucifer, and they are with the global plan. That's what somebody told me to mention that, too, on another show, that this was a couple of years ago, that they would see a van from the Catholic Charities on a low level do some good things, but at the same time, they're scumbags, because except for giving out food or cleaning for Americans and what they need is one thing, but they're scumbags, because what they do is they have vans to pick up some of these third world brown people at the border. Though, so the FBI knows it too. I mean, the good side of the FBI, like the Ted Gunderson part of the FBI. I'm not talking about the Luciferian pedophile smuggler part of the FBI, because like I said, it's sort of like it's a mixture within the FBI. The one that runs it is one thing. Yeah, I know about Christopher Wray. But there's some other agents, okay, that are really not a part of that, okay? They know that they pick them up in the van, and they as he called United Catholic Charities, put them in the van, and then they take them away somewhere and distribute them around the country. They found, as a matter of fact, I heard, a couple of days ago, one of them picked up some of those Haitians, and they ended up in Minnesota or somewhere. They saw the truck. They saw the van drop off. So, yeah, what you're saying about the South African, that's another thing. I heard that over and over again. Yeah, Henry, I know you got to go. So, yeah, all right. I'm going to let you go because I know you got other calls. Yeah.
Yeah, we got one more call. Yeah, we got one more call. I just want to sort of reiterate that organizations that are way powerful, like the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, they're advocating for third world immigration, and sort of the Catholic organizations and the Jesuits take their cue off of organizations like Hebrew Immigrant Aid. I just wanted to throw that out there, that it's the Jesuits aren't like the center of the conspiracy. It goes deep into that. But thanks for your call, Henry. Call back earlier next time when we can talk more. We got James from Vancouver to finish up the show. James, you got a couple minutes. They're all yours.
Yeah, what was that number Reb had? 719?
Oh, yeah, I didn't write it down. It's
okay.
Yeah, you have to go back to the archives.
Listen. Yeah, I'll get it from the archives. Yeah, I was going to give you the name of a professor of mine. You got time?
Yeah, give us his name. We're at the end of the show, though.
Okay, Lin Zhongpin. Lin Zhongpin, LinZhongPin. His class was the Communist Party of China. I had another professor from CSIS in Washington. I'll talk to you about that next time.
Yeah, call in earlier, man, and we'll get some information on that.
Okay. All right.
At the end of the show. You too, sir. We'll be back tomorrow night with the Namek Duo on In Plain Sight.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.